Blog Talk Radio.
Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford. Song written in 1974 by David Bellamy and Jim Stafford. Sat in top 40, number 3. Spiders and Snakes was one of the top hits in 1974, spending the week at number 3 in the U.S. Billboard's 100. In Canada, it hit number 2 in Canada. Well, welcome, my friends, to the show where I pretend to know more than you, which isn't true. Catch me in a lie. Catch me saying something wrong. You get thousands of points. Call in 646-668-2837. You've run. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. Tonight's Man Cave. I've got David. What's your name again? Steven 76. The House Andorian is with us. He's a co-host for the night, and I'm trying to find my notes here. Hold on. I'm no good without notes. Darn it. This is October 29th, the year of our Lord 2021. You must ask yourself, how's my year going so far? You know, it's an honest question. With everything that's been going on, the virus and all, there's a hubbub. We got the seasons, the holidays coming up, so even more. How's it going to change? Stephen, welcome.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to change. It's a good question now that we have vaccination. Yeah. And boosters.
Some people are going to hang on to some of the habits, and some people are going to shed them like a bad skin. You know, I think the mask thing, people are going to be. You remember the SARS episode, the SARS attack in, was it Japan? In the subway, the guys that released SARS. Those people have been wearing masks ever since. Those people have been wearing masks ever since, and that was like the 90s or something. 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
So I don't know. People forget how to smile at each other. I tend to have a problem trying to have a conversation with somebody I don't know. Can't see your lips because I'm sort of, I've got tinnitus, I've got ringing in my ears. And sometimes it's worse than others. And I tend to rely on some lip reading to know what you're saying. So if you turn away from me while you're talking, I can't hear it. If you got a mask on, I'm saying what a lot. But with us also is Elemental K, JHK. Welcome, K. And sitting in the back doing all the heavy work is Deborah, and my little sister. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
I didn't shut up enough to hear Kay. Kay, welcome.
Hello.
So these are two bar wenches for the night, Stephen.
So
excuse us. So Heather, did you know what I learned from Kay last night?
What?
Today was National Cat Day. And I have been entertaining Kay all day long with cat gifts. And I just a few moments ago sent out my last one, which was a little kiss goodbye. But I had fun torturing her with kitty kitties all day. Just saying.
Now, I got three cats in this house. She's not leaving any kind of presents that I get from them. Huh?
I left
Ran into one this morning. She'll feel it between my toes.
No, I left giggle-worthy gifts on her wall. No kitty poo.
So, how, you know, I didn't look. How many pieces do we have to the people write in? I got one.
Four, five, six, something like that. I've got a recording. I got one. Frank's got one on the board. Wayne's got one on the board. Speaking of Wayne, today's his birthday. So
happy birthday. I saw that. Happy birthday, Wayne.
We'll have to.
Happy birthday.
We'll have to play the Minions or something when he calls in.
So the... Yeah, I saw the night watch when he's running, roaming around here tonight at the drive-in window. Oh, no. It's your boy,
and somebody was sitting in my purple beanbag chair, just saying.
You know what? We could make a mold, what do they call it? We could make a mold and get that butt imprint going around.
I'm going to put crazy glue there, and when they sit on my seat, they'll be taking it with
them. One of the funniest things ever in any movie, and I swear, if you don't laugh at this when you see it, it's in the movie Porky's. When Miss Ballbreaker wants to put up signs to catch the peeping Tom in the girl's shower. It is hilarious. It's the funniest thing, man. Have you seen this little bit? Yeah. Okay. Go. You know what? They have the, if you go to, I'll invite anybody, Porky's funny, I guess, coaches scene. It's a bunch of the coaches, Mrs. Ballbreaker.
Yeah.
You will laugh.
You will laugh. And it is armed and dangerous.
Yeah. Take a picture of their willies. Have you seen this prick? Yeah, the coaches are just busted up.
That is the best scene.
It is. It's the funniest. It's the funniest scene in all movies, man. It's just, once you know the characters. Miss Ball Bricker, of course. She hung out with
that one. There's that one guy just trying to hold in his laughter the whole time is what kills it.
Yeah. They're coaching it. Then he loses it. But when the principal
loses it,
when he loses it,
yeah.
I can identify it. Yeah. Oh man, we'll have to do a show on the Man Cave on Porky's. Play the little skit.
Give me an excuse to watch it.
In fact, we should go get that little. It's only a couple minutes. It's the actual scene in the coach's office. I know I've seen that.
Which
is fucking funny.
I can put it on the topic board when you have that show, and then people can get inspired by it.
I sort of want to hear it now.
Well, is that what you're doing next month?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what you could close with the teaser.
Next month will be right at, it'll be right after Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I still want
to
hear
it. So. I'm trying to think. Well, no matter what, it would have to be after because it would. Thanksgiving is always on Thursday. I don't remember what the date is. I'm not near the computer at the moment.
Looking for the date.
The calendar, the show schedule is posted right there in Voices under Group Rules.
Hey, what?
Do you see the topic board that says Group Rules?
Okay, let me come back.
Or if you don't, if it's easier for you, just click on to the staff room. I just posted November's calendar on the board under the cute little bear.
Their show would be on the 26th, I think, if I'm reading that right.
That sounds right. But I wanted to share that bear so bad, and I knew I couldn't put it in Voices because it's PG-13. But that bear had me laughing out loud. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
I was at work and saw it.
There's a pick-me-up. That was one of the funniest ones. And another one is the hairless cat that stands up and runs out of the room with the caption, that feeling when you're relaxing naked and then the doorbell rings and then the cat gets up and runs on its back two paws. It's hysterical. Yet you'll have to scroll backwards on your chat wall, Stephen. If you're not in a good mood by the time you're done scrolling through all those, there's something wrong.
Okay,
is this on our
chat thread, the group? Where am I looking?
No, it's right on the chat wall in the Team of Voices host room, or it's in a Team of Voices itself under Group Rules. It's in both rooms.
Okay, I got staff, not the meeting room, staff meeting?
Yeah. That one would be in your face as soon as you click on. I posted it on the chat wall.
Hilarious.
I know. I love it. Did you? Can you put it on your phone so Kay can see it?
I just did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm still freaking trying to get there.
Yeah, the calendar's nice, but the bear's funny as hell.
Now I go
through. And the thing is, I don't know how to transfer something like that from finding it on my computer to my phone. So I pulled out my phone camera and I made a real short video of it while it was playing on my computer, on my laptop screen. And then I texted it to my son, who is terrified beyond belief of spiders, and I said, wow, this would be you if you were a bear. And yeah, he didn't respond. I don't think he found it as funny as I did, but hey, it was funny to me. And let me tell you, there's no desensitizing him either. We have this one spider that doesn't matter how many times you pull the web down by the front door, he comes back and spins the front door light and the front door handle. And my son pushes the little knob with his shoe because he won't touch the spider web. He's nuts.
I don't know how I'm such a freaking time.
Needs to do what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what you just said, Hatter.
No, okay. I'm so frustrated. Okay, there it is. What's that cat, right? Oh, that's a bear. Holy crap. You know, I saw another video of this. I don't know what kind of, like a Akita dog. And he's just happy as can be, you know, wading through the water and everything. And all of a sudden he gets down about shoulder length. All of a sudden he freezes, and you see something move next to him. This dog walks on water, man. I swear the hell out of there. You know, he's all brave. If he said something, he feels something on his paw. And he says. I mean, he does. It's shoulder deep. He doesn't bury his paws in there. There he goes. The bear.
Yeah, you just think of this big monster bear that could maul you to death, and the thought of him seeing a spider and taking off like a gazelle is just cracks me up.
Hey, that night I almost got eaten by a bear. I know how that feels.
I think it
takes balls to sit there and not move and bury your face and get you in act and pretend you're dead with something sniffing at you.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't always help. Well, it's better than trying to run. But there's a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Revenant, and the bear. Beats the living hell out of him, and then he comes back and beats him some more. And oh my goodness, I'm going to leave everything else alone. But the scenes of this bear beating the hell out of him are remarkable as far as cinematography, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was a good movie. There's another good movie with a bear too, with Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin. What was that called on?
The Edge.
Great movie.
Oh, I remember that. He takes him hunting. Is he dating his daughter or doing his wife or one of the above?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is it a business? For some reason, he takes him there, the other guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what's his name? Baldwin is messing around with Hopkins' wife.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he agrees to go hunting?
There's also one where a guy takes his girlfriend on a camping trip back to somewhere he used to hang out as a child, and he plans on proposing to her there, and they get mixed up because, of course, it's been like nearly 20 years since this man's been back there, and nothing was where he thought it was, and they wind up in bear territory. And it's another vicious, I mean, first they start with him, and the bear gets him, but that's another vicious movie, and if I'm not mistaken.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I can't remember the name of it.
I know. I've been trying to as well, but, I mean, the bear beats the, and she takes the ring, but I can't remember if maybe that's the last thing we see is the ring laying there. I think the bear gets her too or something. I don't know. Spoiler alert, just in case, but I won't say anymore. But those are a couple vicious bear movies.
The original bear attack was The Man in the Wilderness. And that was,
back.
Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry, Hatter. If anybody's sitting in the studio on hold right now, I apologize. I will be back to the computer in about a minute and a half to let you in. Or write on the board and yell, I'm here, and I'll run.
So, another heartbreaker, huh, this last Sunday?
What happened on Sunday?
I missed it.
Didn't you guys lose
what?
Another breaker? Didn't the Browns lose another one? Or was I, that was the week before?
No, that was the week before Sunday. They were off.
Okay, that's okay. You're playing all the highlights.
The last one, they beat Denver on a Thursday night football, the last game they played.
Oh,
it was the Sunday before. That, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they beat
Horseface. Damn Niners got a good team. They just can't win the game.
That sounds about like
yeah, it's just every break goes the other way. And Arizona got toppled last night, eh?
About time.
Didn't
happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, remember the old 49ers, and there were a couple other teams that if you weren't ahead by two touchdowns with the last 2 minutes, you weren't safe, and that was even a maybe, too. That's what Green Bay is. Rodgers in 2 minutes, he'll just whatever you need. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But,
Horseface was like that, too. Yeah, I hated him.
Who? McMahon?
Elway.
Who?
Elway.
Oh, you didn't like Elway? Beaver?
I hate him.
Elway. I have a close friend. Hey, he's always been through a lot, you know, poor Elway. He was the loser of the – you remember the Cal-Stanford game where they lateraled 11 times? He was the losing quarterback.
Good.
Wow, I feel in love
good.
There for
good.
John Elway. Damn.
John Elway took the Super Bowl 3 times.
No, it's – it's sad that I knew who you were talking about when you said the original nickname that you said. yeah. So, like, while you were talking about football, did you guys hear about Tom Brady's?
It's a man cave. No, what about Tom Brady?
Well, he is – you know how there's a 500 touchdown club for the quarterbacks? And, you know, like Aaron Rodgers is there, and Peyton Manning's there, and Brett Favre. Anyway, Tom Brady got his 600th touchdown, and he is now a man of one in the 600 touchdown club. But the point is that the football player who caught it didn't know it was a monumental catch and gave the ball to someone wearing his jersey, they do sometimes.
Wow.
Right. So
wow.
They estimated the ball to be worth between $500,000 and $750,000. And the guy was really cool. He gave it back. Now, the way I understand it, and you know how sometimes – I'll throw that disclaimer about, you know, it's not really always true just because you read on the internet, but it was under a legitimate outlet, let's put it that way. I just don't want to say which one because I read a few. Anyhow, he got a Bitcoin, got $1,000 merchandise certificate for NFL merchandise, and he's going to play a round of golf with Tom.
Oh, that would be cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that was mega
nice
of this guy.
Go ahead.
You know, anyhow.
I heard that there was a video out. It's like when they open the mics you just hear the field, the players and the coaches and the refs, they mic up.
Audible.
So you can just hear the field. It's one of those, and this guy says, I guess he was a rookie. He says something to Brady about hanging on to that ball. He goes, well, good luck with that. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, hey, man, freaking the last time I tried to keep a ball, it says guys showed up with guns in suits, but they took it. You have to give it to them. So good luck hanging on to that ball. I think they're going to just drazz him, but he says that so many of them just hard to keep anymore. And I think they were razzing the rookie. I'm hoping that it was. Yeah, he's just matter of factly says, "Oh yeah, good. For you. Go ahead and try to keep that ball. You'll have guys visiting you in the middle of the night to take it from you." must have been teasing him, right? Now you had that one guy that was stealing merchandise. He's from Mexico, and he was a prominent businessman, and he somehow acquired press passes, so he was able to go back into the locker rooms and such. They tracked him down on one of Brady's jerseys, and it was a jersey that he had that had a tear on it that they could tell if it was original or not. It came on the market. It came like on black market or maybe just the regular merchandise market. It came up, and they went after him to find out who it was that had it, who's business. And it was this guy that just thought it was just okay to walk in. He just took the jersey right out of the locker room, and they had pictures of him when he did it, how he did it, and when he took off with it. And he just acted like, well, no big deal. I got caught. I'll do it again. It's just like, who the hell is this guy? But he was in the merchandise rack, and he's got a press pass. He would go into all the locker rooms, any game that he would, and he would grab what he could. So, Jesus Christ, me and you tried to do that. Be in freaking jail. But Brady went after it because they could identify this jersey from a picture of right at the end of the game. He had a tear or a stain or something that they could really identify, and they went after this guy full bore, trying to figure out. They were trying to end the thievery of bunk material. They'll say this is something that one of the balls, and it's not. You know, they want to clean up the market or something. But I think the best story is when this guy's got the kid. He's got a kid. His kid's about 12 years old. He writes to the whatever place they were, whatever sporting event was happening. He would write to him and says, "Hey, my son is the a reporter for his school paper. He'd like to be able to interview some players and you know those things." Every time he would get a pass, they thought that was great. He would show up with his kid and with a fake camera. He took his kid to the World Series, the freaking playoffs, just over and over for about 3 years until the kid was about 16. Then somebody investigated who this kid was, and they got busted. But it didn't take anything. He's got free pictures and free tickets. I mean, what a dad! This kid gives his 50 out to meet all his heroes. All on a lie. But he had to interview with a fake. He had to sit there with a camera and had his kid interview the MVPs and says, "Thank you, Dad." Jeez. Well, you know, it was a short-lived thing because the kid, you know, ended up growing up to, you know, be a teenager, and somebody busted him. But there's stories on that. So the movie coming out next week. All right. Well, let's read something. We're about spiders tonight, aren't we?
During a school football practice, and one does crawl into one of the players' helmets. So, you know, there's a spider football connection.
Anybody absolutely fear, have that phobia of the spiders?
I used to.
I was borderline as a kid, and I'll tell you what, I grew up with snakes and frogs and lizards and everything, but spiders always freaking freaked me out. And yeah, you'll one lands on me or crawls across my shoulder or something. You want to see a little girl dance? Look at me, with that natural little twitch. You just don't like spiders. Just don't. But,
trying to picture a little girl had her going.
What is that one that I dropped earlier?
And I was
that
was the handyman for my family's properties. So I was being my size at the time, I'm not the tallest, biggest guy. So I was go into the house, go in the attic. I was that guy. Oh man. After you get bit by a black widow so many times, you sort of build up a immunity to it. You got to go every time, get a shot.
Yeah. I actually got bit by a spider 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was a painful bite, and the pain bothered me for hours afterwards, which, according to the internet, did mean that it was somewhat venomous, but I never found it, and I have no idea what happened at work, so I don't know where
it
went.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Where did it bite you?
On the back of the neck. It was either in my coat or dropped in one of the two.
Wow. So you're going to do the clothes shake from now on, huh? Put anything on? Have that little thing you do.
I'm worried because we get stuff from all over the world. I mean, I get fish in from Venezuela and Vietnam. God only knows what might have hitched a ride.
Yeah, watch out for the bananas. Those banana bunches are bringing some nasty shit.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago were you bit?
It was, what, 3 weeks ago, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
gone now.
I assume.
Yeah.
It's the last time I got...
Say that again?
I think the last time I got... Last time I got bit, I knew I had it. I got bit on a Friday, and I saw it, and I figured, okay, it doesn't look too bad and everything. But I woke up the next morning, my arm is swollen, it's completely red. The red streaks are already up under my arm. We go rushing into the Med-7 place, and the doctor looks at me, and then hooks me up to an IV and starts squeezing the bag. He goes, you don't even have time to get to the hospital. So squeezing these two bags of antibiotics into me right there. And I tell you, it hurt. That's the furthest I let one go, just sleeping overnight. Just don't do it. You know you've been bit, go take care of it. I mean, the doctor was freaking me out. I'm trying to deal with the pain, and he sees me, looks at it, and he hooks it up and starts squeezing the bag, like, to get it as fast as I can. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm... What do you call somebody that keeps doing the same thing happening, and he keeps getting bit, but he continues doing it anyway?
Insane.
I don't have the fear of not. Yeah, I don't have the fear of that. You know, towards a phobia. I got to look everything around before I even touch something. But I don't do that anymore. Spiders. Well, you know what? You want me to lead off? I'll lead off with mine, because mine's sort of a quickie, and. If that's okay.
Yeah.
Like a plan.
All right. Be do. I went along, after I found the Spiders and Snakes song by Jim Stafford, I had that stuck in my head. So it's going to have that sort of tint thing to it. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, there you go. And what? Spiders. Is it posted? Did somebody post it? I didn't.
I'm doing that right now.
Thank you.
Oh, what?
I jumped.
That's a self-portrait right there. See myself. It goes like this. It was easy to call my friends a toad, a lizard, and never pretend. But one thing's sure, make no mistake, I don't like spiders and snakes. Even if they're rubber and fake, because I do, whoopee. Who to who? Keep it cool in the hot summer days, because I know you won't ever stay. But she said, this one's for you. I don't like spiders and snakes. And I know what it takes to show me that your love is true. One day I found a place to hide. You'll never guess what I found inside, tied with bows and sprinkles around. This is what I dug and found for you, shooby-dooby-doo, or something like that. I don't know why I put that in there. I took you home across the lake, and this is what you said it takes to love you. Bring me things that smell so fine, and I know that you, so I know they are mine. So will you be my hootie-hoo. I don't like spiders and snakes, but this is what it takes to love me. I want to be loved by you. See, I had that on my mind, couldn't shake it. Couldn't shake it, so I went with it.
Did you get a little Andy Griffith in your head, too, there, that that last line of the second to last stanza, because it made me think of Barney Fife going, hoo-dee-hoo, hoo-dee-hoo.
See? I don't know why I put the be my hoo-dee-hoo, because that's what I had in my mind. This is a little sound for you, shooby-dooby-doo.
No,
yeah, I'm
going to
have that.
Like it.
I'm going to have
like
that song in my head
mind
today.
It was all big and bad, but then when he actually said it, he sounded like the Pillsbury Fresh Doughboy. The hoodie
hoop part, I mean.
Yeah, now you sound all deep-voiced, but when you read the poem, you went hootie-hoo like the...
What are you talking about? You talking about me? You talking about me?
Yeah, perfectly written on song, in my opinion. Very well done.
Yeah. One day I found a place to hide.
I agree with
you. Finally, bows and sprinkles around.
Scooby-Doo. I totally agree.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
It's a happy song.
I know he said not to comment. He said not to comment on this. He said that. But, Deb, what did you think?
I'm not going to stab you.
I was going to say, because if I have to, you have to. And, Mike, no, I agree with Stephen. I think that this is a brilliant parody, and I got a kick out of the stuff that you put in here. Even if they are rubber and fake, because I do whoopee-woo at the woo, I keep it cool in the hot summer days, because I know you won't ever stay, because she said this one's for you. I think that Jim Stafford would have actually got a kick out of your version of the song. But I think my favorite part is that I could tell in your voice how much fun you had writing it. You couldn't wait to read it, and you never go first. So I knew it was something that you couldn't wait to share. Really fun.
So she thinks she knows me, huh? Wow. Okay.
What about you? What do you think?
Me? Well, yeah, it definitely was lyrical, and you definitely brought in the point to make it sing. But with what you were saying, you were saying about Andy Griffith, I also was hearing Betty Boop, too, and she would always sing, I only want to be loved by you and nobody else but you.
Shoo-boop-dee-doop,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, it's a cool share. Yeah. I'm close with saying that at the end of the day, it's smelling nice is better to begin with.
Yeah, that Jim Stafford, he was on a lot. He was on Carson a lot.
Oh.
Quite often. Yeah, got some funny parody type things. Oh. I was trying to think of all those songs like The Streak and the
Remember that.
Ray Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Ray Stevens and the Stafford. There's who's the guy that does the short people? Short people got
remember.
No business.
Is that like John Newman
what was it? Randy
Newman
do short people?
Yeah.
I think so.
Randy Newman. Yeah, Randy Newman. Yeah, hilarious. And you know what? those comics, those songs will never be written again. Somebody's going
to
be politically incorrect.
But have you ever seen the movie Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story? Yeah, because he does a song in there about stand up for the midget man, and one of the lines in the song was, "Let me hold you, midget man, so the dog will stop licking your face."
I thought you were going to say, "Stand up for the midget man." We are. We are. You know, you got to have humor. Just got to have humor. You got to laugh at things.
John C. Riley, right? That's the guy, the actor that played Dewey Cox in that hilarious movie.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that. I'm going to have to stand up for midgets.
It's a spoof on the movie about Johnny Cash. I can't think of the name of that. Was that Walk Tall or something?
Oh. Really? Oh, I'm trying to move around, so if I make it odd sounds, it's me. Oh.
All right.
We're thinking of redesigning, putting the new design in the man cave. What are we going to do this time? Get rid of the bat cave motif. I assume we go Enterprise. Let's get the
chair.
Speaking of Enterprise, Stephen, did you see the spider with the lightsabers on your topic board?
I did see those, yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
On their topic board? On ours?
No, on yours.
Yeah,
like on Man Cave. His, yours, it, the...
Okay. My phone is just not smart as most other phones.
Okay.
You know.
No, I just put a couple different spiders on the board before any poems got posted, and one of them had lightsabers.
yeah.
Anyway.
I saw the most oddest little short video. It was Lawrence Fishburne. No, it was Lawrence Fishburne. That's not the Shawshank Redemption guy. That's not Fishburne, is it?
No, that was Morgan Freeman.
Right. Okay. So yeah. So the Lawrence Fishburne. He's in costume. What he does, he's on set of the Star Wars movie, one of them, and he is to do his first saber fight, and he goes, he's got George Lucas there, and he goes, he says, "Can't I have another color saber?" He goes, "Look," George Lucas goes, "Look, yeah. The red one's the bad guy, and the blue saber is the good guy." He goes, "Well, could I have a purple one?" And Lucas goes, "Sure." He acts like he was a kid on Christmas. It's a purple saber, lightsaber. Yeah,
why
sure.
Not?
We'll get to what you want. Puts it in a contrast. You're kidding. You know, I got to act like kids. Got to love it. I mean, wouldn't it be cool to be one of the cast members and shoot one of those movies with all the effects? They say by the time you're done, you don't know really what you've done because it's all special effects around you that's not going off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, talking to a blue screen type thing.
Right, yeah. That makes me think of there's a science museum here in Cleveland,
yeah.
And the one time they did, like, they called it Star Trek Science. Yeah. So me and some buddies went there and checked it out, and there was one area where you could go into this room, and it was like a blue screen. You just stood there, but when you went outside and watched it on TV, it looked like you were in the transporter, mm-hmm. and you disappeared.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Well, they said that Mel Brooks, he did his in such short sequences at any given time that the cast didn't even know what was going on. They just knew what to say at this time, type of thing.
Yeah.
Shows the genius of the producers and directors, man. I mean, I'd be surprised if you didn't. All right, spiders. What's the biggest spider you've ever seen?
Biggest one I've ever seen? I used to have a tarantula as a pet, so that was pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be a safe environment. Yeah, out in the dangers of the wilderness, what's the biggest spider?
There was the one that was actually, they called it a giant house spider. Remember that one at our first place where we lived? The damn thing was in the bathtub.
Yeah, I was the one who woke you up and told you to take care of it.
It was a monster. I'm trying to remember how big it was across. It was probably good.
They're big when you hear the boots. Wow. They're big when you can hear the army boots hit the ground, yeah. You can hear them running across it. Yeah, that's pretty big.
I washed it down the tub drain. I didn't even want to crunch it.
The farm I grew up on was in a town called Loomis, which is northeast of Sacramento. And remember Roseville, California City that blew up? They had all the bombs going off. The whole freaking train yard blowing up. Oh, well, anyway, it's near Roseville. I was driving a Jeep down. It was at dusk. I went in. I drove to the other property to change the water and feed the cows and then come home. On the way home, there was a car comes up behind me with the lights on. So it shined, the back window of the cab. I look in the mirror. All I see is a spider. He's on the freaking window. And this thing is like the size of my hand. It looks like the size of my freaking hand. I could not pull over freaking fast enough and lock it up and jump out of it. The size was exaggerated because of the angle of the shadow and so it wasn't as big as my hand. But it's when I learned that we had a species of tarantulas in Northern California I knew nothing about, but they're pretty freaking big. Scared the living out of me. When you see it, you go, well, that's either somebody's hand or it's the biggest damn spider I've ever freaking seen.
Yeah.
And then you go to, like, New Zealand. Have you seen them spiders? Them house spiders? You find them in houses?
Boy,
oh, my God.
They're
dogs. They look like dogs, man.
the biggest one is. The biggest one in the world is the Asian bird eater.
No.
Oh, the bird eater. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you can hear
like
him
a
feeding.
Foot across body-wise. Monster.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah.
And
just wussy.
I watched that show, Odd Foods, with Andrew Zimmer.
Yeah.
And he was there, and they were cooking one. And he ate some of it, and he said it tasted like crab. Go figure.
Oh. right after they get any bigger, they taste like chicken, like crab. I've seen those guys throw the spiders and right onto the fire, burn off the hair, and chow down. Like, okay, all right. Yeah, Andrew Zimmer, the guy who eats anything. He goes around eating anything, huh?
Yeah, he does.
I saw a video of this. It's in New Zealand. I believe it was in New Zealand. These guys got one of them spiders on the wall, right? So they got this broom, and they're trying to just escort it out. Or I don't know why they weren't trying to. I'd take my 12-gauge out and blow it out. Do some drywall later. But this thing, they're like poking at it just to get it to move. This thing jumps at them. It goes, oh, yeah, well, by the way, you might want to know that they can jump 12 feet. What? Oh my God.
Yeah. But, no, that's always the time that you end up getting bit by a spider is when you see one and it's right before bedtime and you go to kill it and you miss it and you can't find it. You always wake up the next morning with a spider bite because that's how I'm getting his revenge.
At least a nightmare. Yeah. At least a nightmare. Can't find it. Can't find it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when I worked for the fire department, we would get calls all the time at Christmas time, usually when they're taking the tree down after Christmas. You hear this, Ben, I've got a snake. I've got a snake in my Christmas tree. They were taking it down. They get usually it's, I was taking it down, taking the bulbs off, and face-to-face, I mean, the thing's like right in my face. This is, this, you know, the head of the snake. Well, usually it's a lizard, and it's not 3 feet long. It's about, 18 inches at the tail, the head to tail. But the firemen are great because a brave fireman, that's probably the one that they always heat the cameras up. All right, you man the camera. They're going to drag this tree outside, which they do, and then they look for it. And a couple times they are snakes, but most of the time they're lizards because trees, the snakes don't really hang out in trees too much.
Yeah,
videotapes are always great. These bulky firemen running around like tipping to the tulips, you know?
So, Stephen, I have a special request.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you know that wonderful jingle, the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
That's the one.
Yeah. Thank you.
So do you think that you could sing my little brevity if it was to the tune of the Itsy Bitsy Spider?
I could try that. It's gross pictures, though. It says gross pictures.
I don't think there's much there that hasn't been, well, maybe one or two pictures that weren't on the board, but...
I'll
tell you what, I could just copy and paste the word to the board, and you could practice for a minute. Let me see something. Because it'd be as if you sang the song twice, which is, there's really only one stanza. But let me see how this, oh, it did, okay. Take a peek at the board and like practice it in your head and see if it seems like it would be something you would say.
Now, is this legal what we're doing?
What do you mean it's illegal? Didn't you just parody spiders and snakes?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just sort of parodying the Itsy Bitsy Spider. It's not like I would never ask him to read anything that's going to embarrass him. It's just written to the song.
The one's a horrible picture of a dude getting spiders coming out of his mouth.
What's going on? He's on his head. What the hell is that?
You like his head? Pretty cool, huh?
Wait a minute. Here's the link on the board because you have to click on the poem. Click on my poem header.
Gross.
Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
All right, this is from Deborah Lee, and it's called At the Theater, People Come But Never Leave. Gross pictures.
Gross.
Yeah. The eight-four-legged spider stands snarling center stage. Dressed in the costume, sparkling fear and rage. Out from the beehive, wig babies hatch and jump as the gooey crimson pus oozes out the swelling lump. Now fat and hairy spiders dive off the water spout, jump in the mouths of patrons as they shout. Scouting the skulls with no hair and no hat, then the pumping silver spider spins webs with silk she spat. Men vomit tarantulas as female wedge in ears, spinning nests, webbed nostrils, and in rears. They lay their eggs, then do it all again. And now maggots eat the carcass of the spider girl's boyfriend. End of song.
Thank you, Stephen. You're the best.
Holy frick, gross. Oh, man. I thought I was over all that shit. Look at that. Oh, man.
Which one's the worst?
I don't like the hatching. The hatching's not good.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. I've never seen it before.
We had a hatching at the other end of the castle. Just happened to have see the one strand between the light, the shade, and the curtains. And Joy goes, "That was a spider." And she's looking around, and I look at, get some flashlights, and it hatched out in the folds of the curtain. So they didn't get anywhere, but man, freaked out. Joy was freaked out. I had to maintain, you know, sort of act like the brave one. So.
Yeah.
It's like versus. That's why we get a dollar an hour more. It's a surcharge because, you know, we're the ones who got to go kill the thing. We're the ones who got to go check out the noise. You know, and if we're in the Titanic for some god-awful reason, you get to float away with the kids while I go down with the ship. Because there's no there's no feminists in a house fire.
Yeah.
no comment? Okay.
I do want to say that Deb, for Deb's piece there, that it's an awesome parody of the old children's fairy tale song. We were just talking about that song because of the movie Heartburn.
Yeah.
But yeah, these pictures that you found are just classic, and I like how you fit your little song to match the pictures. It's very cool.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks, Stephen. And again, I really appreciate you singing it for me.
We're gonna have to have a man cave where we'll have to invite Elvis. You have to put on his old suit. Yeah, white one with the wings. You can still fit in the jumpsuits, right, Elvis? Elvis. I've been practicing my Norm MacDonald. Elvis. Yeah, it does.
I'm wild
and lovely with Spider-Man. Pictures.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had one night, I felt something crawling across my back. And I knew what it was, a spider. You could just feel what it was, and it was freaking sort of large. So I jump up on the bed, and I'm just freezing. I don't know where to swat, and I can still feel it run across my back. So I reach my arm back and just sort of really quick swing it out. All I heard was a thump against the wall. Never did see it. Good boy.
It ruined my
night.
My worst spider experience, that at least in my opinion, is the one morning we woke up late and we had to get James to the bus stop. And the school he went to, he didn't get picked up in front of the house. I had to take him to a place where all the kids got picked up together. So we were late. So I just threw a hat on and my, you know, sweatpants and T-shirt, got in the car and started driving him to the house. I started feeling this tickle on my head. So I just kind of put my hand on there and crunched the hat down, and I could hear it go crunch against my head.
Probably went, ow. Ow. Ow, that hurt. Stop it. Yeah, spiders. You know, I didn't think I was going to do it. I've been over here just squealing, just squirming, waiting for the spider to fucking find me. Excuse my language. Stay in school. Okay.
Have you seen
the hatching picture? Have you seen what?
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Arachnophobia?
I think I have. It's been a long time ago.
The spiders. I found out something interesting about the spiders that they used for that movie. It might actually be Venezuelan, or no, I think it's Australian. They're called huntsman spiders, and they're actually, there's only two types of this spider. They're social. They're actually social spiders. They won't eat each other. They actually share their food with their siblings, and they actually have a family. They know who's family and who isn't. It's kind of weird the way they study these things. So they were able to use those for all those mass spider scenes in that movie, so they wouldn't attack each other.
Wow. Now that's odd, because that's not a trait for an insect at all. That's almost animal. You mean the spider's got a brain? Oh no.
The spider is very intelligent. They were able to make it. They were able to kind of like somewhat train them to do certain things they wanted them to do too, for the movie. So it's kind of crazy.
No way. Is that when they had the laboratory in the barn, in a barn or something? Some lab in a barn, probably. No.
There was a barn in the movie, where there was the spiders were in there.
Yeah,
spiders coming to the thing. See if
the
I can find
them. That sounds Australian.
Yeah, actually, the gift that I put in the board at the top is a huntsman spider, the one that jumps on the camera lens.
Okay, I'm going back. I want to see this thing. Oh, okay, that one, that's first thing I see. It's got some kind of alien, another spider, the spider's on his head. What the hell is that?
Baby Yoda.
Oh, that's disturbing, man. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Well, what was your spider's name? Let me guess. Let me guess. A tarantula by Steven. Steven's tarantula. Dobie Gillis.
Hector. What was that?
Spider's playing the drums. Off the cymbals, no crash cymbals. Come on. You didn't name him Dobie Gillis?
No, actually, the name was Arnold. Named him Arnold. And then later on, I found out that he was a she, but the name stuck.
Ah. Yeah. He's a she. Now, there's red tarantulas and there's black ones. What, there's some difference between some of the species. Which was yours? I mean,
I had a Chilean rose-haired tarantula.
Okay. And those ones are very fragile?
Yes, she was very fragile. Yeah. If she would have fallen any more than a foot, it probably would have shattered her.
Yeah, they shatter. Talking about breaking a hip. I lost a hip 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, and she lived for, like 10 years? She was alive for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. What did you feed it?
Crickets, grasshoppers.
Okay. Jeremy. There is a guy that does these videos. There's a guy that does these videos, and what he does, he's got this big aquarium tank, and he puts like he put a black widow spider against a different other. In fact, one was a praying mantis. Now, who would you say? This is a.
Happy
Spiders. I got spiders. I like spiders.
Do you really? A spider lover? Yes, spider lover.
Yes, I'm a spider man.
What kind of spiders you got in your neck of the woods?
I got the black widow, and we got the brown recluse is a bad one. That's one I don't like. That's one got me an arm. He got me an arm. Made like a whole arm about an inch across, an inch deep. They're bad little animals.
Where's the gut? Where's an ammo strap over his shoulder? Yeah.
Yeah. I put on my winter shirts on, and it was sleeping in my winter shirt. I put it on, and it bit me in the shoulder, and it was pretty dramatic. You know, I took a shirt, and a big chunk of skin fell out about the size of a golf ball. Just fell out my skin, and a hole in my arm. The bites are terrible.
Well, yeah.
I got over it. I'm not into it. One arm Wayne.
Wow.
Yeah. I just put a gif of Hatter on the board if anybody wanted to check it out. Yeah, I'm him trying to deal with a spider.
Uh-huh.
let me run back. Yes, yes. Yep. It was in there. It was those kind.
That's a huntsman.
Whose butt idea is this? That's a big spider.
That's a huntsman.
Wow. That's a huntsman. Oh man.
Yeah.
I bet they.
So, Wayne, you sound kind of bummed. Are you just tired from birthday stuff, or are you really bummed?
Talk to us, my man.
Wayne, you there?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I was talking to y'all for 5 minutes. I wasn't muted, so never mind. Yeah, I've been having a great day. It's been one of my favorite days of all time. You know, but I've been up since like 3:30, so... Been a long day. Had a good time.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good day. Birthdays are supposed to be good days.
Oh, yeah.
And it's your 39th birthday, right?
Yeah, 39th. And I was hoping 38 next year. I did go somewhere today at the barn with Tim the Buffalo Wings today, and I was at the barn, and the girl said, it's your birthday. How old are you? I said, how old do you think I am? She said, I'd say 48 to 52. I said, perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
That's awesome.
It should be that we grow to a certain age and then we go backwards.
That's what I believe in.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please.
I think we reach our peak. We reach our peak. We need to be heading backwards fast.
All right. Was it Jonathan Winters? Played the
Mork's kid.
Yeah, Mork's kid. He's a funny guy, but that was a bit. Come on, John. Funny dude. God, I can't look at that picture no more.
Me neither. Oh, that's terrible.
Which one?
They'll be calling over me tonight.
Yep. What he's trying to grab off the ceiling. Yeah, there's another one where the guy's got a long broom or something, and this freaking spider just, it looks like it comes right at the camera and runs up his arm.
Oh, man.
And it's just a flash. You never hear what happened after.
All right, well, wait a minute. I'll put the other one back up again.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap. And the sound, the audio of these things is just, the one, there's only guys until he jumps, and then he swears it's a room full of girls. That's that one. Ooh.
There you go. That's better. Birthday cake.
Oh, no.
Was that a spider on the cake?
It wasn't mine.
Where is it?
Mine went up pretty.
I don't see it. On my chat wall, right?
Birthday cake with candles burning.
Yep.
It's all about how the cake tastes, anyway.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Oh, it's in the cake.
Did Wayne bring us a spider poem?
I got a spider poem back there. I put a spider poem in there with my spider poem. It's got a nice picture on it, too.
All right. We've been liking nice pictures.
Hey, how about all the... I've got some spider webs.
Spiderwebs.
Spiderwebs. Was it Mylar? Freaking.
Look at the picture on my poem. It kind of.
Quick draw beat me to the board.
That's a good one.
Big translator in his mouth. It'd be nice to have a translator in your mouth. Anyway, this is called It's All Bad. It goes like this. Try to stay calm. I don't need to perspire. No way to get loose from this razor wire. Lost a finger. Seen I might bleed to death. Heart beating fast. I'll shorten my breath. Stuck since the car is in here. No way out. Cuts get deeper every time I try to shout. Blood, painfully oozing. Slow down my wrist. There's nothing that could be worse than this. Oh, no. Where do these spiders come from? Must be 50. Was able to step on some. God help. One's in my shoe, another one's biting my knee. Biting or burning like hell, dizzy, I can barely see. Bit me on my back, one is in my ear. Pray to God, I can't take it, let this death be near. I can't feel nothing but pain, be dead in an hour. Seeing colors, I have to say worse is the razor wire. Yeah.
Damn.
It's all bad.
Freaking hat. Damn. That had me curling back. You know, I was quips on the jaws, you know. To get back to the boat. Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead. Take over this. I got to go shake the spiders off me.
Hey, it's pretty cool. The descriptions are awesome, Wayne. I think maybe the spiders were actually there to just help push you out of your misery from that razor wire. I think they were doing a good deed. This happened on a camping trip?
Well, you know, some people would probably run through cactus and razor wire rather than deal with a spider.
Yeah, I was trying to break through this house, and then they had razor wire protecting it, and I got in and they had the spiders protecting it too, so I didn't have a chance.
I got so many questions, but I want to ask them because there might be an answer. I don't want to hear.
I hear that.
Okay. That was pretty. You know, I felt the panic. I felt your panic as you read it. You kept it going, and it stayed. It stayed.
Oof. Worse and worse.
Yeah.
All bad.
That's all bad.
It says it's all bad. It's all bad.
So who couldn't touch the picture of the spider in the encyclopedia? Can't touch that, man.
I was always able to touch the pictures.
Yeah.
I think I was one that didn't want to touch the pictures.
I shut the books. I always shut the book up when I see them. Don't let them out.
Well, you know, I learned as a young kid, we were fairly lucky. On the West Coast here, we got black widows, we got the brown recluse, and we got rattlesnakes. South America or Louisiana or something, you got alligators, crocodiles, you got water moccasins.
Mosquitoes and rats. Don't forget them hobo spiders. Those are kind of new.
There's everything down in New Orleans, in Louisiana. Don't go walking in Louisiana. They got the red fire ants. They got everything to eat you down there. You can go sleep and not wake up dead every day.
Oh, yeah. There's another one. I learned in the northern deserts of Nevada and Idaho, where I went and stayed on a farm for a couple of years. You do not stand still for very long. I didn't grow up where there was fire ants, there was black army ants.
Oh, yeah.
There was four species, two big, a big red one, big black one, little red ones, and little black ones.
The little red ones are bad.
I'll tell you what, you don't even know they're there, and then all of a sudden one bites you, and you move, they're all over you, and I'm just going, man.
You step in one of the nests, you get 1,000 on you in 3.5 seconds. Just charge at you. And they bite. When we get up, we jump in the water. That's all you can do.
They got them down in Florida,
where,
too.
I don't care where you are. I don't care where you are, but you are going to start shedding clothes. You're going to start ripping them off. just by
burning.
Yeah, you're not gonna have a choice. And that'll be the last time you stand still. Sage country of southern Idaho, northern Nevada.
They killed a cow. A cow walked into the one of the weird mounds, and they came out. And they killed the cow. They ate the cow.
We had several cows being delivered. They lay down in the wrong spot. They didn't know how to leave.
You can't get them off of you once they get on there, and they just keep biting. Now get chills.
Anybody read Lennon Hat? Short story. It's a short story about Lenihan and the Ants. LENNIN, something like that, and the Ants.
No.
It's a short story. It's very intense. It's about before tractors and anything like this. This guy has a big farm. And from the top of the hill where his house is, he sees this black cloud come across the fields, and he knows it's the freaking ants. It's like the invasion, and that's sort of like locust would come in. So he does all this trying to protect his. So he does all these things trying to protect his crops, and it's intense what he does and what they learn how to defeat each one, and it's pretty intense. It's a short story.
There's so many ants.
Well done.
There's so many ants.
Like Lenihan and the Ants, I think I'm saying that right.
They made a movie, and they call it The Naked Jungle with Charlton Heston, where he goes against the ants like that.
Wow,
it's a really good movie.
It was
tricky if they made a cloud of dust.
And they tried to put like a trench and fill it with water to stop them, and these damn ants would go up in the trees and cut leaves down and float across it on the leaves. Like,
yeah, they're
smart. Same kind of story. Yeah, same kind of story.
They work together too. They work as a team. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, before he knows it, he's saying, "Screw the crops, save his house and his life."
Yeah,
these things are eating everything. What's that new movie? What did you call it? What was the title?
The Naked Jungle with Charlton Heston.
The Naked Jungle. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I think that short story was one that I could not put down. I could not put this, when I was reading that short story. I remember that. I just could not put it down. I had to finish it.
I bet you.
And that's a rarity.
You can't put it down. Okay. You know you should go to sleep because you got to get up, but you just can't put it down. Good. So Hatter, I have this. You remember the story or the poem of the spider and the fly by Mary Bowden?
Yeah, why did the spider? I think so.
No. That's that song. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Yeah, I know what you're talking. No. On the board because I brought it because I thought it was a really excellent one for tonight. But if I read this, I don't use three unless Stephen has one hidden somewhere. But do you guys see this one?
Find my...
The spider and the fly.
Okay.
And I'll read it quickly because it's a little longer. Okay. The Spider and the Fly by Mary Howitt. "Will you walk into my parlor?" said the spider to the fly. "Just the prettiest little parlor that ever you'd spy. The way into my parlor is up winding stair, and I've many curious things to show when you're there." "Oh, no, said the little fly, "to ask me is in vain, for who goes up in your winding stairs never comes down again. I'm sure you must be weary, dear, with soaring up so high. Will you rest upon the little bed?" said the spider to the fly. "There are pretty curtains drawn around. The sheets are fine and thin. And if you like to rest a while, I'll tuck you in." "Oh, no, said the little fly, "for I've often heard it said, they never, never wake again who sleep upon your bed." Said the cunning spider to the fly, "Dear friend, what can I do to prove the warm affection I've always felt for you? I have within my pantry good store as all its nice, I'm sure you're very welcome. Will you please take a slice? Oh, no, no, said the little fly. Kind sir, that cannot be. I've heard what's in your pantry, and I do not wish to see. Sweet creature, said the spider, you are witty and you're wise. How handsome are your gazy wings. You're brilliant are your eyes. I've a little looking glass upon the parlor shelf. If you'll step in one moment, dear, you shall hold yourself. I thank you, gentle sir, she said, for what you're pleased to say. And bidding you good morning now, I'll call another day. The spider turned him round about and went into the den. Full well all knew the silly fly would soon come back again. So he wove a subtle web in a little corner sly and set his table ready to dine upon the fly. Then he came out to the door again and merrily did sing, come hither, hither, pretty fly, with the pearl and silver wing. Your robes are green and purple. They are crest upon your head. Your eyes are like a diamond bright, but mine are dull as lead. Alas, alas, how very soon the silly little fly, hearing his flattered words, came slowly flitting by. With buzzing wings she hangs aloft, then near and nearer drew, thinking only of her brilliant eyes in green and purple hue, thinking only of her crested head, poor foolish thing at last. Up jumped the cunning spider and fiercely held her fast. He dragged her up the winding stair and to the dismal den within the little parlor, but she'll never come out again. And now, dear little children, who may this story read? To idle, silly, flattering words, I pray you never give heed. Unto the evil counselor, close heart and eye and ear and eye, and take a lesson from this tale of the spider and the fly. And boom.
Wow. Huh?
Brother,
wow.
Who wrote this?
Read this to us. Mm-hmm. Mary Bottom Howitt.
Yeah, I thought it would be an awesome share. It's a hell of a poem, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And she's from, well, she was born in 1799, and she died in 1888. She is from Gloucestershire. And she lived a Quaker's life. And she buried in South Wales. Oh, interesting. And they inherited a house which was built by the ancestors, John Shipley, in the time of Queen Anne. So, pretty cool. Thank you, Mary Howitt. But a brilliant poem. It's fun to read too.
I also do have one hidden in my back pocket.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Should we be scared? I don't know about that little grin you just, or that little laugh you just had there.
I wrote this one a few years ago. Probably during my first few months at All Poetry, I wrote this. And it was for a contest, which I guess I actually won bronze. And I call this From the Corners. From the shadowed corners, they watch and wait. Multiple eyes staring, patiently deciding your fate. You are in bed, not knowing they are there. In a deep sleep, dreaming without care. In unison they come, sets of eight legs crawling. Across the ceiling, deadly venom they're hauling. All of them stop once directly overhead. One by one they drop, all hanging by their thread. When they're all atop of you, they sink their glistening fangs. To make a meal of you is their goal, and quiet their hunger's pangs. End poem.
One thing, that picture's creepy. Look at, it's like little eyes and big eyes and hairy and yucky. Wow. And then your poem, you are in bed not knowing they are there, in deep sleep dreaming without a care. And like, I don't know how fun this is right before bed when you think, now if the wind blows and you, your hair moves across your neck and you're going to be itching, you're going to be like, ah, Stephen. the power of suggestion time type of thing. I think that this came out really cool.
Thanks, Tim.
Quiet their hunger pangs. No, thank you.
Keep talking. I'm not armed.
You know. I'm not even going to ask. don't you want to? I think we lost Wayne. He must be exhausted from his birthday fun. But I'm very glad he called. Is Kay still there to comment?
Yeah. No, I just keep looking at that picture. I think the picture's cute.
He looks like he's a little sad, doesn't he?
No, I don't know. You know, I've learned a lot this summer because sitting on the deck a lot of the time in the summer, I just like to watch the surroundings. So, if you actually stop and look very closely at the face of a lot of different creatures, even the little bugs that are deemed as nuisances, they actually have a cuteness factor to them. And if you stop and look at their face, there's more than what meets the eye. So I'm definitely seeing a lot of the picture alone there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like what you bring here. This is definitely an oldie, but, yeah, it speaks to the Hartwell spiders. You are in bed not knowing they're there in a deep sleep dream without care. Yeah. Yeah. Not all spiders are bad, though.
No. Actually, none of them are bad.
Yeah.
Hey, there is Melvin. Melvin, get the night watchman. Yeah, bring him over here.
What happened? Oh, no, Eddie. Are you kidding me? It's your birthday again? Oh, snap. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Okay, so there it is. Now, I got to do my thing. You do your thing. I'll talk to you later on. Get up on out of here. Have some cake or something like that.
Thanks, Melvin. That's for you, Wayne. Happy birthday.
Melvin. I like that name. You know, there used to be a phone number that you would call, and it would give you the time and the temperature.
Yeah.
And I used to call the voice Gertrude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, what was it? You called time? Was it popcorn?
No.
Popcorn. It was time. Back before all the gadgets.
Oh yeah. I remember cooking popcorn on the stovetop.
Yeah.
My mother would put the kernels in a pan with oil and put the lid on there and just keep rolling. And then they made that Jiffy Pop where the foil expanded. Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch that expand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Two more.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just remembering giving permission to my oldest boy that they could pop some corn, do some popcorn. Well, I thought he had a microwave bag. No, he had a regular thing, and then he leaves the kitchen. Yeah, it wasn't funny. Yeah, I just hear they go pop, 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 and no lid on it.
No lid, yeah.
Bored. Well, you know, how long did the oil heat up before it actually starts? I guess he got bored. Wow. She goes all over.
I always
first day, you don't put it in a fry pan. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I always wanted to do that. I always, you see in the movies, just put the corn in there and leave the lid off and just watch it fly. I think it would be cool, but it'd be one hell of a mess to clean
up. It will. You use a big fry pan. Yeah, that's all good. Got nowhere to go. we used to when we were kids, my parents would get the kitchen spotlessly clean if we agreed to have a sleepover and play all the drinks, different kind of colored drinks that we could muster up, play bartender, and make up these fucking drink names. We had no idea. You'd be surprised what kids will make up to think this is what should taste good. It was pretty, it's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever had a Chimet mixer?
No.
Nobody's been a bartender? You know which one I'm talking about? You got to be around the sink when you give it to somebody. It's like, if I remember right, it's the chocolate liqueur, so it sort of tastes like chocolate milk, that's chocolate, and you put that in your mouth and hold it, then you add lime juice. It will expand and it'll curdle and chunk, and you will spit it out. That's why you got to be by a sink, and it looks like cement. It's really terrible.
God.
It's absolutely terrible. Yeah, it comes to that. My little brother did that out to me one night. Anyway, or who's tried this? Who tried the cinnamon challenge?
I never tried it.
No.
I've never either. I'm smarter than that, but people think they could swallow. What is it? I don't know how much cinnamon. A tablespoon.
It's too much, whatever it is. It's too much.
Yes, it's too much. You can't do it. And, you know, think about it. You probably hate sitting the rest of your life, getting up your sinuses, trying to breathe. It's a positive.
Yeah.
It's funnier. It's funny to watch. I hated the ones where these guys slip the ghost peppers, or they tried ghost. People can die for that. If you actually have an allergic reaction to a pepper that you don't know about and you eat a ghost pepper, you're not close enough to the hospital.
Yeah.
But to switch it out and trick somebody, I think that is that's not funny. You're playing with fire. Somebody could get hurt. Just the oil from those things. You eat through fried lead.
There's some definite things you got to be careful when you're handling hot peppers.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, got into the jellyfish when you're out sea ocean fishing. You get into the jellyfish. You got to peel off your line and everything. I'll tell you what, you do not want to touch any other part of your body, and that includes going to the restroom because you will pay for it.
Well, yeah, I was going to tell a little story about that, actually. The one time when we were still in our first place, and your dad gave me all those peppers, and I made chili, and I was cutting those peppers up and made chili, and then I had to use the restroom, and I didn't even think.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he laughed now. I bet you he didn't laugh then.
No, I didn't laugh at all. I was in some pain.
Yeah, I bet.
I can't even imagine. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I was in a cold chamber for a while. Nothing was working. Nothing worked.
Yeah, there's not, I think the old what's the noxema? You can rub that in, if you're lucky. I think we have in Northern California what is called pepper grass that grows wild down by the creeks. And if you don't know what you're walking into, you've got to be very careful because it is the actual base they used to make mace and pepper spray out of.
Ooh.
This pepper grass, you tend to, it grows with the wild licorice and the wild peppermint too. If you smell the peppermint down by the water in the creek, but smell the peppermint, be very aware that you're around, probably got pepper grass around. And it is, God, yeah. I don't know what people did before. If you didn't have something to help, I don't know how long that would stay with you. Because the oils, just like peppers, are
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So what are the chances
the Brown...
we could do those last two columns and shut down, Hattie?
Okay, let's do that. Go ahead and post them.
Which one do we want to do first?
Well, I
I'll throw a dart here.
So it would be two men reads in a row. I figured you'd do the recording for Shelley, and then you could read for Frank.
Alrighty.
I'm just getting a bad headache and don't want to be a party pooper.
Are you? Okay. Yeah.
Creepy
either
stories.
One. Which one are you doing?
Captive in my silken trap, frantically flail and thrash their wings, hoping to escape from me, but I feel the vibration struggle brings. To my prey, I am a beast, a deadly coffin-weaving killer. Paralyze them with my venom, not out of place in a thriller. I can drop down from above. I can spook you from behind. I can make you feel I'm there when it's all just in your mind. I may seem pretty scary, but from you I prefer to hide in the corner of your bedroom, safe from the rain outside. End poem.
Yeah, indeed. That pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're not here to hurt us. They just want to eat.
I think I'm on the wrong one. Was that the spider in the fly? No, I'm on the wrong
no,
one.
No, this is creepy crawly.
I'm fine. Okay.
I really like she's been dropping for our shows a lot. I like the way she rhymes, and I really like her reads. I'm not sure where she's from, but I think that's in a British accent, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Shelley Borden. I remember her. She had the first one of my shows the other night.
Yeah, she's only been around for a short time, but I think she's getting in wonderfully, and I love that she sends the sound clips, and she's got a great voice. I love her accent.
Yeah. I thought this was an awesome description because, to the fly or the mosquito or whatever just got in the web, yeah, the spider is a killer. But like it says there, I might seem scary, but from you I prefer to hide in the corner of your bedroom, safe from the rain outside. That's true. I mean, that's something my dad always said. They're more afraid of you than you are of them. And you know it's true, but you just sometimes you can't help because they're such stealthy little critters that they can't sneak up.
Until they turn around and face at you and
they
take an offensive move.
Yeah, there are some.
And who cares?
There are some that will.
Who cares how scared they are? Go ahead,
dude. I'm just saying there are some species that will come at you because they are a little more aggressive than others, but for the most part, they don't want any part of you. And I like how this kind of does that.
Yeah, it's always an eye-opener, epiphany of your life when something smaller than you instead of running comes at you. It's just like the kid on the farm. He's not used to being there, but he wants to chase the rooster. You know what? You're not going to be chasing it for very long.
Yeah.
Rooster's going to come at you. I'll tell you what. The rooster will lay down his life in front of anything to save his hens. They are brave. Brave little parklet. I didn't say that.
That's like geese and their goslings, too. I got bit in the back of the leg by a goose because I was too close to the babies.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, we had Sebastopol geese, and I got hit one time in a turkey pen. I got hit so hard it broke a bone in my hand. I swear to God, I thought one of the dogs came running out and was in the pen and hit me. So it was one of the tom turkeys. We had the tuxedo turkeys with the Arrogansa, and this tom was dragging his wing on the ground, you know, stomping and stuff, and no big deal, but I'm pulling eggs out to hatch him. And he hits me so flipping hard. I mean,
it's a big bird, but I was surprised how much he hurt me. So and yeah. a goose would take a turkey easily. So yeah, it's amazing. Animals. We did have rattlesnakes up there, though. Have you run across a rattlesnake?
I never have, but I do know they're around.
Yeah. Yeah, my last encounter, I lived on Rattlesnake Road, which fed into the north side of Folsom Lake. And I walk out the back porch of the house, and all I hear is this little freaking rattle. And this thing's about 9 inches long, little baby. But, I mean, it was the meanest, most aggressive thing. It was coming at me. I had no shoes on. And I had wood slats by the front of the porch. Man, I never went out there again. But this thing was the meanest thing you've ever seen. We have red western diamondbacks. A diamond rattlesnakes.
Got to do the Indiana Jones.
Oh, I had it pinned down to the broom. I had it pinned down to the broom. Going, how now? How in the hell? What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling for help. I'm calling for the neighbor. Get out of here. But yeah, that's when you have guinea hen on the farm. You will not have any snakes.
Huh.
Yeah, they're vicious. They will gang up on a snake and just peck it to death. Any snake.
Wow.
So that's why you got guinea hen on your farms. Keep the snakes away. If you can stand the noise. Guinea hens are loud. Well, we got one poem left.
Yeah, from Frank. I'll read this.
Okay.
So this is...
I'll take the text. Go ahead.
This is from Poetic Picasso, and it's called The Night Crawlers. The piercing moonlight glow radiates through the oblique, my shallow fears and sheer fright, dreams winding through my head. The spiders, all in tune, crawl slowly from out of their cracks and holes, before the evening of the full moon, searching for their nocturnal prey. I sense them from below the moss as they emerge, climbing up my walls from the recesses of a depth of terror when I am a hostage to their madness. Silk, sticky cobwebs all around, creepy and venomous spiders occupy the cold surface ground, and my heart beats so rapidly. An intense chill overcomes me. When sweat pours down my face, the web crawlers come closer as I see them from the rear. From up and down they move with their pointed long fangs, but I am shackled to my doom and the menace of eight legs. Then they climb onto my body, entering my ears and nose. I am helpless to stop the nightmare as the surreality becomes reality. I scream as loud as I can to be heard, but I would be another poor victim to the deadly game of life and death, which may never seem to get out. In the morning, the following day after, I would be discovered without my flesh and reduced to mere bones of my fate as the spiders crawled from out my mouth. And I can't do the Frank laugh. I can't do it. Yeah. I remember this one, actually. He wrote this to when we did A System of a Down in Movement of Sound.
Yeah.
And he did that to the song Spiders. Yeah. Frank knows how to bring the horn.
Yeah.
Well, no problem. No problem. We'll have a show on spiders. I'm over here just freaking squirming. Didn't know that comes back at you.
That's what I said was going to happen. Yeah. And Stephen, that was an awesome read.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephen.
I was muted.
The poet
laughed when he did the laughter.
Yeah, to have that paralysis. What was it? It's the wasp. It's that wasp that sting that kills the spider, and it paralyzes it. It's just paralyzed. It's not dead.
And then there's an egg in it.
In the spider. Oh my God! You know, you think about it. I mean, help! Like I said, I can't imagine being. Let's say our existence. We are not the top of the chain of the food chain. We are not. And at one time we weren't. Can you imagine? How did we survive with the night predators? Did we live in the trees? We must have lived in the trees.
Yeah. Well,
thank God, give us a break. Talk about brave. You have to go out to eat.
Oh. Yeah. That makes me think of defending your life.
Yeah. So the next man cave, we're going to go. What were we going to do, Deb?
Did you want to do? I thought you wanted to do Porky's.
Porky's, I say so. Right after Thanksgiving, do Porky's.
Yeah.
We'll do some narrative, some skits. That'd be funny. The visual will be good. It was shower scene. Hey, I want to thank everybody for participating. Thank you, everybody that wrote in. K, thank you. Steven, thanks for being a co-host. Always fun on Fridays. Debbie, thank you, sweetie. Can't do it without you. Wayne, thanks for calling in. Happy birthday. And Deborah, hope you lose your headache and get something to eat.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Tomorrow night, we have Hatterday Saturday. We are talking
the Raven.
The Raven, of course. Ravens, we call the blackbirds, and it's the day before Halloween. Mm-hmm. So you got a good scare story. You call in and share it. If you show up, Kegs said, you have to drop your keys in the bowl, and you get to stay. So, let's do spiders and snakes going out. Can we do that, Deb?
We can do that. Steven, you want to push your next show and say? You want to push your next show and say anything before I push the button?
Our next show is tomorrow night over at Poetic Slice, and it's Sky's show at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's a special Halloween edition of Dungeons & Dragons, where she's got character cards, different horror icons like Jason Voorhees and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a pretty fun night geeking out with Sky.
Sounds like a fun time. And I also have it on really good authority that once the clock strikes midnight, a Poetic Slice of Life will celebrate their radio anniversary. So congratulations on that, you two. And I'll see you at Sky Show.
All right.
Thank you very much. Loving
you. Thank
you.
Thanks, guys. I'm on my way to the spider song now.
That's Jim Stafford, Spiders and Snakes.
I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be said, this frog's for you. She said, like I wanna be loved by you. Well, I think of that girl from time to time. I call her up when I got a dime. I say, hello, baby. She said, ain't you cool? Says, do you remember when, and would you like to get together? Said, I see you after school. I was shy so for a while. Most of my love was a touch and a smile. But she said, come on over here. I was nervous as you might guess. Still looking for something to slip down her dress. And she said, let's make it. I wanna be loved by you.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I had to put this on the book. I was telling Kay that that song is a classic song about the immaturity of young boys, because she says, do what you want to do. So what's he do? He goes and catches a frog.
That's right. Yeah, exactly what he does.
Do what I want to do.
What else? He said, yeah. That's why girls are turned before, long before guys do.
He's probably
thanks,
the
Deb.
One that lifts the frog. So love and respect you guys. Sponge me. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I will. I'm getting on it right now.
All right.
Thank you.
Night, everyone.